This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
With CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in the beautiful city of Tucson, Arizona, where there is lots of, is it cactus or cacti, or what is the proper plural form of cactus? Do we know that?
Cactuses?
Cactuses?
I don't, yeah.
I'm not with that one.
I'm not an English major by any means.
To look that one up. We'll Google that one a little bit later. Or we'll talk to ChatGPT. Maybe ChatGPT can tell
us. That would take care of it.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. Hey, sorry about that little tangent. We are here with Jennifer Minnis from Co-op Solutions. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. We appreciate your time because I know you're super, super busy. But
Of course.
How's the conference going for you so far?
Good. Good. It's been super exciting. See all the speakers and the demos and whatnot going on. Talking to all the credit unions. It's always nice to connect a bit.
Any highlights? Anything stand out for you so far?
Oh.
Is the laundry list
too
long?
No, it is. There's so much engagement and whatnot going on. I'm super stoked about the engagement around the fraud stuff, of course.
Oh,
I'm just
a
fraud nerd at heart, and so every time I get to talk about that with everyone,
okay,
it's exciting.
Well, that's a brilliant segue. Thank you, Jennifer, because we're talking about, because you presented a demo on Cooper Fraud Score in the co-op studio right over there.
Did
you do that today, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay,
yep,
cool.
Yesterday.
How'd that go?
It went very well, very well. Super exciting. We actually released Cooper Fraud Score last year, and now we're re-releasing it on an additional platform, essentially, at Co-op, and so we're kind of bringing it back to the top of the tower, as you say, and talking about where we're going in the future.
Right on. Good stuff. So what are payment fraud trends keeping? What types of payment fraud trends are keeping credit unions awake at night?
Yeah. Really, you know, there's two primary things that are out there right now that are just really being the major thorn in everyone's side between, phone scams, people calling in, convincing members to do things that, they wouldn't normally do. And then you have the other side of it where we're seeing all the bin attacks, right? We're going in, we're just kind of randomly, massively attacking different financial institutions and seeing what we can get out of it, essentially. And it's causing some major pain across the industry, and specifically with credit unions. That's definitely where I hear the most.
Oh my gosh, there's just so much, dare I say, creativity from the fraudsters out there. I mean, your job must be just something different every single minute.
Yeah, yes.
That might be an understatement.
Yes, it doesn't get stale, that's for sure.
Yeah, every day's an adventure.
They're always finding something new.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So yeah, I can see why it's so compelling and so all that good stuff. So how does the evolution of technology play into all these trends that you guys are seeing out there?
Yeah, so as fraudsters get more creative, right, we have to find more and more creative ways to kind of keep up with them. And moving at a lightning speed, essentially, right?
Yeah,
they are no longer just those kind of what we refer to as dumb criminals in the back any longer. These are the smart guys, you know, out there coding and building new, technology and whatnot to compete against what we're doing, essentially. And so we're trying to be that one step ahead all the time. And everything is moved to a technology space, right? Nobody's really building cards in the back of their trunks anymore. They're doing everything digitally. And so being able to keep with the trends that are happening and kind of on the cusp of those, it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge.
It seems like the more digital we get, the more fraud crops up, I just noticed that. I mean, obviously we saw it during COVID, because fraud just was off the charts, and it still is, obviously, but it just seems like the more digital we go, the more that stuff is a threat.
Yeah.
And the more work you guys got to do to protect goofballs like me from messing up.
Yeah, so. It's definitely been a scenario where, we saw the transition happen with EMV, right, to more digital transactions, which
that's
kind
right.
of pushed it. But then the more, to your point, that we kind of encourage people to be digitally using their cards has opened a whole new scape and a whole new opportunity, right? And so fraudsters are now moving to a technological space where I can, you know, push 7,000 card numbers through a merchant application in a matter of seconds, as opposed to printing off, you know, 100 cards in the back of my car and walking into a place and swiping them. Makes it a whole different game now. Yeah. It's a whole different game. They can get done so much faster than they used to be able to do that. Yeah. And it makes it a much bigger challenge to catch them before it gets painful,
right?
Or too awful painful.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to get too far off topic, but I just heard on the radio this morning, it just popped into my brain that scammers or fraudsters, whatever terminology you want to use for them, bad actors.
Yes.
They're actually using, like, they're disguising their voice to make it sound like somebody else's voice, like a relative or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they can get the stuff off, obviously, the internet, your voice, because there's so much video out now.
Yeah.
And
they
can use that voice to scam a relative or something like that out of giving them some money. I'm like, 100%. That blew my mind.
100%. Yeah. I was just in a one-on-one advisor session with a lady at a credit union that was talking about, she had a member get duped twice. Got duped once. And ended up, we shut their card down and took care of the fraud. And unfortunately, the fraudsters picked up on it and called her back. And were able to defraud her second card as well. With a very much scam like that, where they're calling in and pretending to be someone else. And they're very creative.
Mm-hmm.
They're very creative, and they find those edges, and we are trying to stay one step ahead as much as we can.
Yeah, there's the biometrics security of it, but now there's the biometrics fraud.
Right,
as well,
exactly.
Where's it going to end, Jennifer? Where's it going to end?
It's
oh my gosh, right?
So
let's turn it to co-op. So how do you guys, what are you guys doing to stay ahead or at least keep pace with the fast-changing risks that are going on, especially in the payment sector?
So, you know, you mentioned that I was talking about Cooper yesterday, and so this has been a vast lead for us in the technology space, just because, as I said, you know, they're going through those trends so quickly and how they're trying to decide to defraud, whether it's BIN attacks or they're going, you know, little by little, the different ways that they're trying to perform that. And so with our Cooper Fraud Score, utilizing the machine learning on the back end, we're no longer dependent on a human seeing something and then having to go in and check it out, right?
Yeah.
Not that we're not still going down that path,
sure,
but we have our fraud score in place. And with that machine learning piece, it's picking up those trends significantly faster and able to knock that down a lot quicker. And ultimately, you know, once a fraudster starts seeing those declines, they really just move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to test out those cards, see how much money they can ultimately sell them for or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if they can't get any more, they're just going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being able to have a tool that can adapt to those trend changes makes a huge difference, right? It's much faster. And is also much more accurate than really someone shifting through papers and trying to figure it out themselves.
And don't you have to have the automation with the amount of fraud out there today?
Exactly.
No human could possibly keep up with that.
They can't. Or, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially accurately.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So kudos to you guys for being a step ahead there.
Yeah.
I like that. So lastly, can you tell us about Co-op's own work in machine learning to fight fraud? Because it sounds pretty compelling as well.
Yeah. So, you know, our Cooper Fraud Score, this was a space that we decided to jump into because of the ever-growing trends that were going on and the struggle that was going across the entire industry. And there's fraud scores out there that are excellent fraud scores as well. But this was really a fraud score that's focused in on our credit unions. And so we worked with our data scientists to build out a model, and then within that model, utilizing it in a machine learning technology so that as different trends are coming in that they're seeing from a fraud perspective, it can shift and adjust to those trends as it's happening in real time.
Oh, nice.
So it's not waiting on us to feed or change algorithms within the model because it is a true machine learning, right? Because sometimes we can throw those around a little free.
Yes, we do.
Out there in the marketplace, but because it is true machine learning, it has the ability to make those adapt and change decisions in real time without someone having to step in.
And
it's a game changer.
It's going to get better too.
Every
better
day.
Slash smarter.
Right. It's just like any computer, you know, the more information it has, the better it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we have a large amount of data here at Co-op coming in. And so just the more we feed it, the easier it gets to capture fraud.
Yeah.
Not that it will ever be easy.
Yeah.
but the better we can get at doing so, and doing so, you know, I mentioned accuracy, right? Doing so in an accurate perspective. There's the age old, you know, there's no silver bullet. The only way to stop fraud is to turn off your transactions. And so being able to mitigate as much fraud as you can without really impacting your members is a goal for all credit unions. And so that's where Cooper Fraud Score has taken us.
It's amazing to see the evolution of all of this.
Yes.
You know, just from like, you look back 20 years ago, you know, with check writing and all that type of stuff to today to biometric fraud, you
right.
know, it's just crazy how far we've come, and who knows where we're going to be, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, or much less in 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's just sort of compressed quickly, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I
got in the fraud world 15 years ago, and it was still, you know, it was before skimmers really became a thing.
Yeah.
And now we're in this place where, you know, every couple of years, we have new, better, faster technology coming out to fight it. And it's just, we've really amped up the speed and making sure that we're on top of it.
Yeah.
It's really become to the, you know, top of the shelf for everybody. It's a topic that everyone wants to talk about.
Oh, it's what keeps, you know, CEOs awake at night, for
100%.
Sure. It's the probably top 1, 2, or 3 issues that keep them awake at night,
for sure.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Alrighty, Jennifer, anything else to add? I know you're a busy person here, but any final thoughts on this?
Thanks for having me.
I don't think there'll be a final thought.
No, we'll keep fighting.
Exactly.
We'll keep adding on. You know, you're going to see Cooper Fraud Score and Cooper as a tool at Co-op is going to just keep growing. And I know our product team has a lot of ideas on where to take it next. So just keep tuned.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for all the work that you do and your team at Co-op for helping out credit unions in this area, because I'm of the mind that you can never have too much of this stuff.
No.
Because of what's going on out there. So So kudos to you guys. Well done.
Well, thank you.
You
thank
are
you.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
She is Jennifer Minnis, fighting the good fight.
Thank
well done.
You.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.